Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have the honor to speak on behalf of the European Union. I would like to highlight some of the issues that you have proposed for our considerations in the draft recommendations. In respect of paragraph 24A, as stated this morning, the EU welcomes agreement on the 10 guiding principles, and we encourage high contracting parties to take them into account in their national practices and policies, and we look forward to operationalizing the agreed guiding principles and developing and reaching consensus on additional principles, particularly on human-machine interaction. In respect to paragraph 24B, we are of the view that the time allocated to the 2019 GG laws turned out not to be sufficient. In order to sustain the momentum and reach consensual outcomes as quickly as possible ahead of 2021, the next meeting of the high contracting parties must allocate more time for expert work. We therefore support your proposal to convene 3 GG law sessions of 5 days each in both 2020 and 2021 for a total of 30 days. In this regard, we once again urge all states to comply with their financial obligations in full and on time and to settle their outstanding arrears without further delay in order to ensure the continuation of this important work. In respect to paragraph 24D, for us, as stated this morning, the consideration of the human element and reaching common understandings on elements of human control will be relevant for all future work. We should aim for a common understanding on the necessary extent and type of human control that is required to ensure compliance with IHL, international human rights law, and other relevant provisions of international law. On the proposed work streams, Mr. Chair, we think that your proposal on how to continue our work on legal, technical, and military aspects is a practical tool to restructure our discussions with the aim to achieve further progress. These work streams will not prevent any state from raising other relevant issues during the debate. We would like to propose that information should be freely and regularly exchanged across these thematic groups, as all 3 areas have cross-cutting considerations. We would also propose that the key themes with possible deliverables for each work stream are identified in advance, agreed by consensus. As regards the proposed legal work stream, we invite interested high contracting parties to continue to exchange information on how they implement existing applicable international law in the context of emerging technologies in the area of laws. Propose voluntary guidance documents, which could include a compilation of applicable legal norms, and share good practices, bearing in mind the objectives and purposes of the CCW. As regards the proposed technological work stream, in addition to focusing on the human element, we should continue to strive for a common understanding on concepts and characteristics of laws, including a possible preliminary working definition, which could bring helpful clarity to our discussions. And we recognize the critical role that data plays for AI-based technologies. As regards the proposed military work stream, we believe that the GG laws provides a good venue for sharing of information and good practices on the implementation of national legal weapons reviews with regard to emerging technologies in the area of laws. And furthermore, Mr. Chair, gender equality and the empowerment of women is an important horizontal priority for the European Union, and therefore we believe it is important to take into account also gender perspectives when discussing the issue of laws, since gender has a potential impact on emerging technologies. I thank you very much.